The visible seams epilogue. There are two ways to sew, the one that hides the thread and the one that shows it. The first wants the garment to look as if it were born without hands. The second leaves the stitch in plain sight, because it knows the seam isn't the garment's flaw. It's the proof that someone made it. This book was sewn the second way. I told you from the first page, I wasn't going to wait until it was printed to share it with you. I would build it in plain sight, with its drafts, its crossed out lines, and its reasons why. Now, at the end, I owe you the last honesty, the hardest one, telling you what the process did to me. Because a book written in the open doesn't only edit itself. It edits the one who writes it. I began by promising you a sentence verified against 35 sources. Guard your thoughts, for they define your actions. Your actions become habits, and your habits reveal who you are. I confirmed that exact wording existed nowhere, and I published it with its evidence alongside. That was the first edit of my sentence, the one made by the man who writes it and signs it. But before that one, I had written another, one that governed me for years and cost me dearly. Tomorrow I'll be better. That was, strictly speaking, my original sentence. Recovery forced me to cross it out entirely and put its opposite in its place. I am not the promise of who I will be tomorrow. I am what I think, do and repeat today. That was the second edit, the one that isn't written at a desk, but in my own flesh. And I believed, naively, that the work ended there. It didn't. Writing this book in the open brought me a third edit, and I didn't see it coming. When I read Misericordia backward, knowingly, to show you that misery and mercy share blood, the way you can still hear it in the Latin, miseria folded into misericordia, the wretched one held inside the very word for the heart. I wasn't correcting a dictionary. I was correcting my own prayer. I discovered, writing it, that for years I had begged for mercy with the grammar of the corner, give me even just a pittance, and that the answer had been hiding inside the plea itself the whole time. What God placed there was not a pittance. It was hands. That day my sentence changed again. Not in its words. They are still the same four verified clauses, but in what I understood by guarding. At first, guarding my thoughts sounded to me like standing watch over them. Today I know that to guard is to till, to take part, to penetrate, to put your hands into the thing that has to be solved. The sentence didn't move. I moved underneath it. And that is the whole confession of this epilogue. I did not edit the book while I lived it. I lived it while I edited it, and it edited me back. Now the part that fits in no thesis and that, nonetheless, holds the whole thing up. In this house, kinship is declared by name. Nothing you read would exist without two people. To Sarahi, I owe the chapter that isn't written, the one that runs underneath all the others. There was a time we stood at the edge of separation, and a word that meant nothing to me, assertiveness, ended up, with help, saving the marriage. Today I am more united and more in love with her than when she was my girlfriend. If this book holds that identity is revealed in what one repeats, she is my most stubborn piece of evidence. She stayed to repeat with me, day after day, the version of me that didn't exist yet. A man doesn't verify a sentence about inhabiting life without someone teaching him, patiently, to inhabit a home. To Ivania, I owe the good kind of hurry, the kind that is not postponement. A child puts the present in front of you and doesn't let you escape into tomorrow, I'll be better, because her today doesn't wait. Every time I was tempted to sit in the dark corner and watch from a distance the call that had to be made, it was enough to think of her, to remember that the candle that needs lighting is yourself, and that there's no bigger inheritance to leave a child than letting her watch you light it. And I owe something to the lab, to the servers, to the machines humming through the night. to the 26 straight hours in front of a problem no one else thought was worth solving. There I learned that trained attention becomes aim, and that the present isn't an armchair. It's a craft. Everything I know about hitting the mark, I learned there, with my hands. There is a debt of editorial honesty left, and I want to pay it head on. For the whole of this time, the inside of these pages carried a word stamped across it. Draft. It was true, and it was necessary. I was showing you a negative developing, not a finished print, and pretending otherwise would have been dishonest. But a book written in plain sight cannot say goodbye with the same label it opened with, because then nothing would have happened. And here, everything happened. This is the only chapter that can tell you so without lying. This is the final print, and it is still a negative developing. It isn't a pretty paradox. It's the thesis, letter for letter. If my habits reveal who I am, then no definitive print of a living human being exists. There is only an image that keeps appearing in the chemicals while it breathes. I am lifting the draft stamp not because the man is finished, but because I learned that no man ever is. And calling the print finished would be, once again, the lie told from the corner. So I hand you the craft, which is the only thing an honest book can leave behind. I'm not handing you my conclusions. I'm handing you the method, which is no longer a secret because I sewed it in plain sight. And you don't need me to use it. Write your sentence, yours, in your own words, the one that governs you, even if you've never said it out loud. Go find it, because you're already obeying it. Then do the harder thing. Edit it in public. Don't save it to polish in private and bring it out perfect. Bring it out imperfect and let life correct its seams, because that's what seams are for, staying visible. And in the end, don't sign it with a pen. Let your axe sign it. A habit doesn't promise who you'll be tomorrow. It reveals, today, who you already are. I began this book in a darkroom, waiting for someone to turn on the light. I finish it knowing that I was the light, that no final print exists, and that this, far from frightening me, is the best news this craft ever gave me. As long as there's developing, there's life. Guard your thoughts. I'm still guarding mine, in plain sight, with you as witness.